Yeah, welcome back to Money News. Right around the country, wages growth in Australia, it's absolutely important right now. It means your ability to go out and spend discretionary dollars. It means your need to dip into your savings. It means also businesses not being able to raise prices or raise rents, for example, mainly because people can't afford it. So in this particular case, you've seen that the wages growth in Australia has come in at an 18-year low. It was up 0.4% for the March quarter, so 2.1% for the year. You might still sit there and think, well, that's pretty good, better than inflation. It is. But the fact of the matter is, it is at an 18-year low, and that really doesn't show signs of a growing economy. Paul Bloxham is the chief economist of HSBC, former economist with the Reserve Bank as well. And Paul, it is a serious issue that many people perhaps will look over or skip over, but it is important to their lives, isn't it?
Certainly is. Wages growth, as you say, has slowed down on this index, at least to its slowest rate since 1998. But on most of the indicators, it suggests that we're running at the lowest wages growth we've seen since the recession of the early 1990s. Now, that sounds like a bad story, but you've got to keep in mind that one of the key things that's going on also is, of course, inflation is exceptionally low right now. So in real terms, that is your real purchasing power over goods and services, is not that changed, because actually, even though you're getting less wage growth, you're paying less for the goods and services inflation is running at a very low rate as well. So it's not quite as bad as the story might seem. And then another part of this story, of course, is the slower wages growth is part of the reason why firms have been more prepared to take on more employees. And that's why we've seen quite good employment growth and an unemployment rate that is past its peak. This is not all bad news.
And of course, that unemployment number will come out tomorrow. Where you're tipping that rate will fall to? It's 5.8% currently.
We think it's going to stay around that 5.8% level. We don't think it's going to be falling much further in the short run. But we do think there's enough employment growth at the moment to keep the unemployment rate steady and below the peak levels we saw of around 6.25% about 18 months ago.
There's another story here, Paul, and that is quite clearly the differentiation between the private sector, where wages on an annual basis are up by 1.9%, as compared with the public sector. In other words, government workers, where their wages on average are up by 2.5%. So, you know, government wages growing faster than private sector wages, that again says something about the government and also its ability to manage budgets. And this, of course, goes to state governments, to local councils, and also to the federal government.
Well, there's a number of parts to this story. The first is that the public sector wages are growing a bit faster because there's a bit of catch-up associated with that story in terms of public sector wages having earlier grown at slower rates. But the other part of the story is private sector wages are weaker because we've still got an economy that's operating with spare capacity. We're growing at a below potential rate. The unemployment rate's still above the full employment rate level. So firms, private sector firms, of course, don't need to pay as much to get the labour they're looking for at the moment because there's spare capacity in the economy.
So as we sit here, we see that the Australian dollar right now sitting at 72.7 US cents. It came off after this because this particular number today gave some small hint that the Reserve Bank might consider further interest rate cuts if this flows into inflation. Do you think that's the case?
We do. We think the downside surprise we saw to the first quarter inflation print, which of course was the main reason the RBA cut interest rates 2 weeks ago, we think that that was enough of a downside surprise that the RBA is going to have to deliver more than just one cut. So we do think they'll be cutting again. Of course, today's numbers just provide a bit more confirmation that there is still a disinflationary force within the economy, that inflationary pressures are just not there. So we do think the RBA will deliver another cut, and we think that's likely to come in August.
Paul Bloxham, Chief Economist of HSBC Australia, we appreciate your time.
Thank you.